From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. NATO says it will defend Turkey if necessary. NATO's Secretary General has signaled the alliance's readiness to deploy forces if needed to protect Turkey. At a meeting of NATO defense ministers in Brussels, Jens Stoltenberg said ministers agreed on plans to double the NATO response force to 40,000 and create new headquarters offices in Hungary and Slovakia. Stoltenberg said all of this sends a clear message to all NATO citizens that NATO will defend you, NATO is on the ground, and NATO is ready.
In Syria, we have seen a troubling escalation of Russian military activities. We will assess the latest developments and their implications for the security of the alliance. This is particularly relevant in the view of the recent violations of NATO's airspace by Russian aircraft.
Syria's top general on Thursday said Russian strikes had helped government forces launch a wide-ranging offensive in central and northwestern Syria, where al-Qaeda's affiliate, as well as other insurgents, had advanced toward key government strongholds in recent months. General Ali Ayyub, the Syrian chief of staff, said in a rare televised statement that the Russian strikes have facilitated an expanded military operation to eliminate terrorists, a term the Syrian government uses to refer to all armed opposition to President Bashar Assad. The Syrian ground push got a boost after Russian warships launched cruise missiles into Syria from the Caspian Sea Wednesday, bringing new military might to the nearly five-year civil war. This is VOA News. The leaders of Germany and France have called for unity across Europe to address a series of crises facing the continent. In their speeches to the European Parliament Wednesday in Strasbourg, German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President François Hollande said that more cooperation was needed to settle tens of thousands of migrants and refugees arriving in the 28-member bloc. Meanwhile, the European Union started a new operation in the southern Mediterranean Sea to intercept human trafficking boats trying to enter the bloc illegally. Doctors Without Borders is stepping up its call for an independent investigation into the U.S. bombing of its hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan, that killed 22 people, including its staffers. The organization's appeal came on the same day President Barack Obama called Doctors Without Borders to apologize for delay for the deadly incident last weekend. That call was made yesterday. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the president also spoke to the Doctors Without Borders president, Dr. Joanne Liu, about the investigation underway.
The president assured Dr. Liu that the Department of Defense investigation currently underway would provide a transparent, thorough, and objective accounting of the facts and circumstances of the incident, and that if necessary, the president would implement changes that would make tragedies like this one less likely to occur in the future.
But Doctors Without Borders executive director Jason Cohn expressed more confidence in an independent probe by a panel set up under the Geneva Conventions.
The facts and circumstances of this attack must be investigated independently and impartially, particularly given the inconsistencies in the U.S. and Afghan accounts of what happened over recent days. We cannot rely only on internal military investigations by the U.S., NATO, and Afghan forces.
The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, Army General John Campbell, told a congressional committee this week the hospital was mistakenly struck and the United States would never intentionally target a protected medical facility. The Nobel Prize Committee in Stockholm, Sweden, has awarded this year's Nobel Prize in Literature to Belarusian journalist Svetlana Alexievich for what the Nobel Committee called her polyphonic writings, a monument to suffering and courage in our time. Alexievich has written books on the human impact of the Chernobyl disaster, the war in Afghanistan, and Soviet and post-Soviet history. Her work relies heavily on oral history and first-person perspectives. Sarah Danius is the permanent secretary of the Swedish Academy.
Her works amount to a vast literary chronicle of the emotional life, the inner life of the Soviet individual, as well as the post-Soviet individual.
The Nobel Prize is the latest and most prestigious of a string of awards she has received for her work. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.